Hello again, this is Miriam Scott from Amarillo for the Radio Readers Book Club. I have to admit that I would not have chosen this book for myself. Will Rogers, the man who never met a man he didn't like, invoked in me vague images of cowboys, lassos, and traveling Wild West shows. None of these things are a part of the culture I grew up in. Just ask my husband how I reacted when I saw my first man in a cowboy hat. Honest to goodness, tapping it in greeting. I remember thinking, they do exist. And then I couldn't talk about anything else for a week. Not only is Rogers a true American cowboy, he also lived during a time I cannot relate to. When Will Rogers died in 1935, my grandparents were teenagers. I think maybe this book was never on my radar because this man's world was drastically different than mine. Rogers was much more than an entertainer and cowboy. The philosopher, Will Rogers, taught me once again that wisdom is eternal. His honest thoughts and opinions about corporations, politicians, economy, education, wars, and to my delight, religion, are still applicable. One of my favorite quotes on religion says, if you are going to argue religion in a church instead of teaching it, no wonder you can see more people at a circus than at church. Arguing, to me, means to use scripture. Wield it like a weapon. When people argue the exact same scripture in opposing ways, these arguments can have seismic proportions. Just think about how many denominations have imploded and split up just recently again. But the Bible is not meant to be used. It is meant to teach. Scripture is beautiful when we learn from it and live it, but it is ugly when we use it like ammunition to win an argument. To place learning above arguing, no matter what the subject actually, sounds like ageless wisdom to me. Another brilliant quote is just as timeless. Some might find it on time as well. President Wilson was one of Rogers' favorite targets. Yet the president came back to the show 5 times. To this, Rogers said, "You can always joke about a big man that is really big, but don't ever kid about the little fella thinks he is something, because he will get sore. That's why he's little." While Rogers was very intelligent, it was his down-to-earth wit, level head, and sense of humor that charmed people, thus making his wisdom accessible to them. His jokes were never crude, and they were directed equally at people and himself. And he was honorable. I actually believe he never met a man he didn't like. I am grateful this book found its way to me. It is a joy to read and gives hope. Will Rogers' life and success show us there is no shortage of good people in this country. For the HPPR Radio Readers Book Club, this was Miriam Scott from Amarillo.
10,000 words swarm around my head, 10 million more in books written.